Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. Did you daven today? I mean really daven. Tefillah is something that most of us take for granted, but did you ever wonder why, of all of our religious obligations, it's davening that tends to get the short shrift? In his series on tefillah, Rabbi Daniel Gladstein addresses this phenomenon, and if you listen to the whole shiur, he might just offer a few helpful suggestions. But for now, please enjoy this excerpt from a shiur entitled, When's the Last Time You Davened? Insights into tefillah that you never thought about.
We're all aware of the famous Mishnah in Maseches Avos, Al Shloisha Dvarim Ha'olam Oimed, three primary pillars of the world, Al HaTorah, Al HaVodah, Ve'al HaGemilas Chasadim. If we would have to assess our standing as Frum Erlich Yidin and give ourselves a grade on how are we doing in these pillars of Yiddishkeit, I think we would find the following. When it comes to the first Yisoid of Torah, there are more yeshivas on the New Jersey Turnpike than there were in all of Surah, Narda, and Pumbedisa put together. The level that Torah is being learnt and studied nowadays probably hasn't been on such a high madrega to the masses for many, many centuries. When it comes to Gemilas Chasadim, the myriad chesed organizations, charities, millions upon millions of dollars being distributed, given out in the proper fashion, Tamchei Shabbos organizations, also of unheard of levels. Yet when it comes to the middle amud of tefillah, I think it would be fair to say that we're not really up to par. I've heard people come home from a shir and say, wow, that was an amazing shir. The Magid shir was fantastic. The sugya was amazing. I've heard people say, this chesed organization, the way they do things in such a magnanimous fashion, such generosity, how they helped my son's Rebbe make a chasana. People express such notions. But when it comes to tefillah, did you ever hear somebody come home and tell his wife, today I had a meridika davening? It just doesn't exist. And the truth is that this is not a new phenomenon. The Gemara in Maseches Brachos tells us that Vav Amud Beis, that tefillah is mehadvarim hatluyim berumah shel olam. Tefillah is something that's the pinnacle, that's the apex of the world. And yet, b'nei adam mezalzalin boy. People treat it cheaply, they have a lack of respect for it, and this is b'tkufas ha-gemara. So this is not a phenomenon of the 21st century. So the question I would like to deal with this morning is, why is that? Why is that we have a lack of chashivos, a lack of appreciation for this amud, this central pillar of tefillah, which Rabbeinu Yoina tells us in his Pirush in Masechtas Avos, that avoida zu tefillah. That's what we're referring to. So I want to suggest two possible terutzim. The first terutz is not that we are kaifrim and we don't realize the potential of tefillah, but we forget about an appreciation of tefillah. We forget about its otherworldly powers, how it can poyalos in Himmel and Shemayim, fantastic things. I have a mispalel of mine, a Sephardi fellow, and he likes to say, to joke, about us b'nei Ashkenaz, he says, you Ashkenazim, for you davening, it's like a shower. You need to get clean, you get in, you get out, don't forget behind the ears. For us Sephardim, it's like a jacuzzi. We get there, we spend our time, we relax, let the schwitz, the sauna, open up our nasal passages. And the truth is that they do have a certain chashivas. When the Sephardim finish davening, they always have a dvar halacha, and then a Kaddish Derabbanan afterwards. It's the famous joke that an Ashkenazi once came over to a Sephardi and said, in Halacha it says, you're not supposed to be marba b'kaddishim. Every time you guys have an opportunity to say Kaddish, you know, that's mamash against Halacha. So the Sephardi fellow turned to him and said, Toda rabba, yitgadav, yitgadash, merabba. But the truth is that if we look already into the Rishonim, And we use this to remind ourselves about the ability and the power of a koyach hatfilah, I think it'll be a chizuk. So the first reason why we don't have this chashivas hatfilah is because we pashut forget about the awesome power of davening to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Required reading the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Taf Lamed Gimel, he says there's an ability to ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for whatever you need, whatever you require, whatever your life dictates and necessitates, you can ask for during davening, and it's a mitzvah to do. What's the etymology of the word tefillah? The Mefarshim explained tefillah is miloshon of naftulei Hashem ki niftalti, a loshon of chibur, of hischabrus, making a connection, fostering a relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Navi Yeshaya tells us in Perek Mem Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Am zu yotzarti li tihilosi yisaperu. This nation of Klal Yisrael, I've created for myself, for what? Tihilosi yisaperu. They should sing my praises, that they should daven to me. This is a tachlis of the Bria. Reb Chatzkel and Reb Yerucham have lengthy mamarim in which they explain, obviously the Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't need our tefillos. But they take it a step further. The reason why we are lacking certain things in our lives is so that we should daven. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants us to daven, so he gives us tzrochim, so that we should beseech the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, help me with parnasa, help me with shidduchim, help me with nachas from the children. So we come to a convention to focus on in Yonei Tefillah. The idea is to kind of give us a shock, like a defibrillator. Wake up. Let's try to focus on the uncanny koyach of tefillah.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shiur and much more on outorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.